Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Su. Every week, I'll share science-backed tips to help you get fit, stay fit, and optimize performance. I know that not everyone loves to exercise, and even those of us who do love exercise may not enjoy it all the time. For me, 4 days a week of exercise with each workout lasting about 45 minutes is plenty. Anything more than that makes me feel bored and unmotivated. Because let's face it, exercise is hard work. Pushing yourself through a workout and staying consistent with exercise over time takes a lot of discipline. So if you're having an off day or an off week with exercise, know that you're not alone. We all feel it from time to time. One solution is to take week-long breaks from exercise every 6 to 8 weeks. It's easy to feel guilty over taking a break from exercise, but regular rest weeks can actually increase your motivation to exercise. Not only that, but regular rest breaks from exercise can also reduce your risk of injuries and improve fitness gains. Check out my episode from last November on why taking breaks from exercise is crucial to learn more. Another solution is to make exercise fun by doing things that are physically active where the focus is not solely on exercise. Yes, you can actually get the benefits of exercise while having fun through physical activity that takes the focus off of the hard work. This is great for those who hate exercise, for those who enjoy exercise but who are looking for something different than their regular workout routine, or for those who want to supplement their regular workout routine with even more calorie-burning activities. Keep listening to find out 4 things you can do to be active without exercising. But first, I know some of you may be wondering why it's important to stay active. It turns out that we as humans need physical activity for our health and well-being. Exercise and physical activity not only helps you move better, it also helps you feel better and look better. Regular physical activity can lift your mood, boost your energy level, delay or prevent chronic illnesses and diseases, help you sleep more soundly, and improve your self-confidence. The problem with living in the modern world is that most of us have to go out of our way to get enough physical activity. For example, we no longer have to chop firewood and haul buckets of water from the well to take a warm bath. Nope. All we have to do is turn a knob and hot water magically appears in the tub. The conveniences of the modern world are truly a blessing and a curse. So what are some things you can do to be active without exercising? I'm glad you asked, because there are 4 things that I do every week to exercise without exercising that I would love to share with you. 1. Pedal while working at a desk. A great way to be active without exercising is to use an under-desk bike pedal while working at a desk. I bought mine online for less than $50, and I find that I could focus better for longer periods of time when I'm pedaling at a slow to moderate pace. Most under-desk bike pedals come with an electronic display that'll show you how far and how long you've pedaled. Almost all of them will also let you adjust the resistance of the pedal. 2. Walk while reading. Another way to be active without exercising is to walk back and forth down a long hall while reading. I know some of you may find this to be silly or even dangerous, but it's safe and a great way to get those steps in. Just make sure that the hall is clear of any obstacles and hold the book you're reading in front of your chest with both hands so you can use your peripheral vision to see where you're going. Also, be sure to tuck your elbows against your ribs so you don't cause strain to your shoulders, and to look down at the book with your eyes, not your head, so you don't cause strain to your neck. You can also read while walking on a treadmill or pedaling on a stationary bike. I found that walking while reading allows me to get a ton of steps in, and it helps me better absorb information from difficult reading material, such as research articles. 3. Ring Fit Adventure. Ring Fit Adventure is a video game for the Nintendo Switch game console, and is a great way to combine fun and fitness. Ring Fit Adventure is an adventure game that's also a workout. You explore a huge fantasy world using real-life exercises through dozens of levels. The main obstacle with this option is the cost. You'll need to buy the Nintendo Switch game console and the Ring Fit Adventure video game, which can cost a few $100 together. But it can be a good investment for those game nights with friends and family, especially if it can help everyone stay active. 4. Playing with your kids. Speaking of family, My favorite way to stay active without exercising is by playing with my kids. My 4-year-old is 40 pounds, and tossing him in the air is a great way to exercise my shoulders. Playing tag or hide and seek is a fantastic cardio workout, and I always tire out well before my 2-year-old and 4-year-old are ready to quit. Even indoor activities with the kids, such as going to the mall on a Saturday evening, become a workout when I have to carry the 2-year-old after he tires out from all the walking. The best thing about playing with your children is that you get to spend quality time together while also being physically active. Give the 4 things I just mentioned a try, and you'll be able to stay physically active without exercising. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Sims, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika. The Quick and Dirty Tips Network is a division of Macmillan Publishers.